G'day punters, welcome back to the AFL Line season 2017. Bloody hell, mate, it is tough to pick a winner at the moment, isn't it?
It is.
Everyone's beating everybody. It's probably the tightest all-round season we've seen for a long time. So I guess.
And 2 weeks ago, we were anointing that only two or three sides could win it.
Yes, exactly right. Since then, those sides haven't won a game, which is fantastic. We're all over it.
Yeah, really interesting week coming up, and we'll come to this as we get to a few of the totals, but a fair bit of rain in the forecast adds to the intrigue this weekend. We kick things off Friday night. First game at Cadinia Park for the year, Geelong and the Western Bulldogs. This is near enough a pick'em game, total points line, low 150s.
Yeah, well, Geelong have really been battling, haven't they? And dropping three on the trot. They don't seem to have any sort of defensive cohesion whatsoever, and struggling to put a score on the board as well. And combine those two factors, you're obviously not going to win too many games of football. The Dogs are probably just going, I suppose, but they have been getting it done, albeit unconvincingly, over the journey. I've had a bit of a look at the forecast here, and it doesn't look as menacing as something that's insinuating a low 150s total. Yes, both sides haven't been scoring heavily in previous weeks, but KP is generally a relatively heavy scoring ground. It's supposed to rain during the day and then clear up in the afternoon towards the evening. So I'm gonna play the over in this game. It'd need to be pissing down through the whole game for it to stay under, I think, on this one. And I don't believe that'll happen.
Yeah, the weather scared me enough to stay out of the total here. On form, Dogs definitely going the better of the two, but the recent head-to-head history is all the Cats. This is a pretty easy lay-down for me. We move to Saturday afternoon, and we're at the Docklands for St Kilda and Sydney. Saints laying about a goal. Total points line around the 190 mark.
The Saints are charging, aren't they? They've really been impressive the last few weeks, and their Mosquito Brigade, for want of a better term, has been really influential, no more so than Jack Billings last week. He had 30 touches and kicked five, so that's you're not going to play too many better games than that. And Sydney have found some form. Still don't think they can make the eight, but they've seemed to have settled. They're getting some output out of their gun midfielders now, and they've found a bit of a way to score. So I think anything can happen in terms of the result in this game. So I'm going to stick away from the line, but under the lid that Eddie had, I think the overs to play in this game. Saints in particular have been scoring very heavily, and I don't see this being an in-close contested game.
Yep.
Saints want to get it on the outsides, so Sydney will have to respond, and they'll have to kick a pretty big total to win, I would imagine. So, I'm going to take that one on.
Yeah, I don't know what to do with Sydney on the back of their last two performances, so I think it's a pretty easy bypass for me in terms of the line. Leaning the same way in you in terms of the total, but I keep... Every time I've done it with St Kilda, the Bludgers have kicked about 10 goals, 27. So I'm not going to tempt fate on them here. If I had to bet, I'd be with the over, but once again, I'm going to lay this one.
Fair enough.
Saturday twilight game. We're up at Spotless Stadium in Sydney for GWS and Richmond. Giants laying about 4.5 goals. Total points line, high 150s.
Yeah, again, this is another one of those tricky sort of totals. We do know that there is going to be rain around. It's supposed to be raining Friday. Oh, well, Sydney's supposed to cop the bulk of their rain on Friday and then a bit on Saturday morning and then again easing towards the afternoon. So given it's later in the day, the drainage systems at these grounds are going to be pretty impressive. It's not going to be too wet underfoot, unless it rains during the game.
Recent head-to-head history is pretty low, though. Remember last year when Richmond came up to Manuka and they barely scored.
Yeah, again, I think Richmond in particular are a tough one to gauge if you go back over the course of last season, purely because they're playing a different style of football. I mean, these two sides are comfortably averaging over 200 combined across the course of the year. So, again, whether notwithstanding, I'm going to play the over in this game. GWS, yes, they have a lot of injuries, but they've got a lot of depth. They've got a lot of depth. It's one guy drops out and another one that you've never heard of comes in and does a job. So I think they're going to continue to roll on. I expect them to win. 30 points is a lot to be giving away. Richmond probably, I guess, really now just showing evidence of the fact that they did have a pretty easy run to start the season and they're potentially not quite there. But
And interestingly, they haven't covered their last six as underdogs on the road. Because I looked at this game and thought it was too many points as well, and then saw that and went, no, not having the Tigers.
Fair enough, but yeah, look, I'm gonna play the over. I think again, it's 80 points aside is not that much in modern football, so it'd need to be raining pretty heavily for most of the game for them not to get near that number.
Yeah, I mean it's not, but with that threat of rain and particularly, and again, the recent head-to-head history, both of the last two haven't made it to 150, and one of those was definitely a sunny day. It was the one where Richmond, I don't know what the hell they did that day. They just didn't bother to score. There's enough in this for me to stay out. Saturday night, we're up at the Gabba for Brisbane and Adelaide. Lions getting about 8 goals, which is unusual coming into a team who's lost their last two.
Yeah.
Total points line near enough 180.
The Crows will be reeling, there's no doubt about that. They've certainly crashed back to earth. What I guess has been really demonstrated over the last couple of weeks is the way to beat the Crows is just be really hard at the football and tackle with a bit of ferocity. Brisbane are likely to be without Beams and even more likely to be without Rockliffe, who had some ridiculous, I think he had 23 contested possessions and 16 or 17 tackles before he dislocated his shoulder last week. There's talk he might play, but if he does, he won't be at full steam. And with that sort of injury, he certainly won't be having that real hard physical presence and edge around the ball. I expect the Crows to run away with this, but just 8 goals on the road is a lot to give up. So I'm going to sit this one out.
Yeah, it's a very easy walk away for me. For all the reasons you've already outlined. Second of the Saturday night games, we're at the MCG for Collingwood and Hawthorn. Collingwood laying about 2 goals. Total points line around the 170 mark.
Yeah, I'd like to say that Hawthorn are a chance here, but they're pretty much missing their back line. Birchall's out, Frawley's out, Stratton's out. Combine that with the fact that Rioli's out for a couple of months, who's their number one forward pretty much. And O'Meara's still not in the side. Yes, Collingwood have their injury woes as well with Reed out for a month. But Hawthorn just missing too much quality, I think. I'd like to say that they're a good chance to win it. But look, it just depends what Collingwood shows up, I suppose, doesn't it? If it's that Collingwood lacking pressure, which we've seen at times, then anything can happen. But I expect that they'll probably sniff this one out as a sort of a must-win game and bring their A game and probably put Hawthorn down here. So I'm gonna leave this one alone.
Yeah, I'm going to leave it alone too. Neither side a terribly trustworthy conveyance in games where the line's pretty small in the last year and a half. Recent head-to-head history is Hawthorn in close games, the last couple. High-scoring games, but this ain't the same Hawthorn side and it ain't the same Collingwood side.
No.
So very easy walk away for me.
Nice.
We moved to Sunday afternoon and we're at the Docklands again for Essendon and the West Coast. Essendon getting about 2 goals, total points line low 190s.
Yeah, look, the Dons are an impressive unit when they're up and about. They're a very quick team. They move the ball with a bit of pace and purpose. A couple of goals start, I think that's probably just about enough, given that the Eagles are pretty much anywhere east of Murray Bridge are a non-event. So
yep.
I'm gonna lay the points.
Yeah, I've got Essendon plus here as well. Eagles, poor record on the road, even worse record on the road as favourites, covering 2 of their last 8. They love flogging sides when they're big favourites. When they've been favourites of 3 goals or less, they've covered 1 of their last 9. I reckon home field's worth at least 3 goals, and I think the Bombers are going well enough. Eagles, they're going all right, but they're not. I don't think they're a good enough side to be confident they can come over.
Yep.
And beat a middle of the road, you know, an Essendon, a St Kilda, a Melbourne, that sort of calibre team.
I think,
and lay 2 goals.
Yeah.
I thought this was near enough a pick'em game and I'm happy to take the points.
If Hurley and Hooker can stand up down back, then Essendon are a massive show. Mm. Not just to cover, but to win it outright. Mm.
Second of the Sunday afternoon games, we're at the MCG for Melbourne and North Melbourne. Melbourne laying a couple of goals, total points line high 180s.
D's super impressive, obviously, in the second half last week. And at North Melbourne the week before did a number on the more fancied Adelaide as well, but then went sort of missing last week against Sydney. So it is a bit of a tough one. Both these sides are a little
They're
bit hard
They're both enigmatic.
Gauge.
I don't trust either of them.
They are really hard to gauge. Shocking news with Jesse Hogan.
Yeah.
Diagnosed with testicular cancer, but I believe that they've caught it pretty early and they said that he should be back in 4 to 6 weeks, but I guess how much of him comes back is probably another question. Not that you'd make light of that sort of thing. But yeah, no, as you said, enigmatic sides, really hard to read. I'm going to probably struggle to bet either of these sides at any stage going forward, let alone when they're playing each other.
No, I can't trust either of them. Let's move on.
Bang.
Last game of Sunday's fixture, Sunday twilight, our time, but a 2:40 start in the West for Fremantle and Carlton. Dockers laying about 3 goals. Total points line, mid-140s. Even for Ross and Carlton, who don't score a lot, that's a rain-influenced line.
Well, you say that, but the Bureau of Meteorology says that it's not supposed to rain while the game is on. It's supposed to rain in the morning and then clear in the afternoon and be fine, if not sunny, by the time the game starts. So
most sharp punters that I'm aware of don't actually look at the Bureau. There are some overseas ones that do a better job of when in the day this stuff's going to happen than the Bureau. Well,
tell the faithful, where do we look?
I'll have to put it on the Twitter thing because, like, I know what the link is. It's some Scandinavian mob.
What were they?
Better than our Bureau.
Yeah, well, obviously.
Interestingly, last two head-to-head, 140 and 148, including Carlton winning by less than a kick over there last year.
And I'd say that's probably got as much to do with it as any sort of hinder rain going on. It is a bloody low line, though, isn't it? It's very tempting to play the over, but again, two teams that you just probably can't quite trust.
You could just see 6-11 leading 5-10 at three-quarter time as you're sitting there just going, why the fuck did I bet the over?
Yeah, I think a lot of this game is going to be played between the arcs and lots of stoppages, so we'll pack this one up, I think.
Yeah, this will be an ugly game. I've got no great desire to watch it and even less desire to bet in it. So that gives me a total of one this week. I've got the Bombers at the plus.
Only one?
Yep.
Bloody hell, mate. I think I've got...
I'm usually totals laden and
you are.
The
you
weather's...
Not trusting the totals. Nah. Well, I've got a total of 4 this week. I've got overs in the Cats and Dogs. Hopefully it doesn't rain, Cats and Dogs. Jeez, that's a shit. Yeah, that's pretty ordinary.
Yeah, you get nothing from me from that one.
If you say that, you're chuckling over there. Overs in the Saints-Sydney game, overs in the G-Dub Tigers game, and I've got Essendon at the plus as well.
There we go. Good luck and good punting, folks.